Hi, greetings, and welcome to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli, and we're here with Special Prison Pipeline Collective hosts Emma Lugo, Doug McVeigh, and Karen James, wishing you happy holidays. This is our holiday special, and we have all kinds of special holiday treats lined up for you. Doug McVeigh, do you have any holiday messages or shout outs that you'd like to give to our listeners and fellow collective members?
I feel really honored, really blessed to have the opportunity to share the airwaves with you folks and to help amplify the voices of people working on these really important issues. I'm in recovery for the last 3 years, 2 months, and at the time of this recording, 16 days. I have been sober and just stopping the use of substances. Really, it's just one thing, but actually dealing with the reasons and dealing with all that stuff, that can be hard. And that's the real hard part. And this time of year is really tough for a lot of folks who are in recovery. It's not just things like parties and somebody might think about, oh, and all this glittery stuff that you see in the Temptations. It's also about the memories. For some people, family and holidays are where some of that trauma came from. So those holiday memories, they aren't all that good. And you got to try and remember the good stuff. And you got to know that recovery can happen and things can get better. I have so many things from which to atone. I have been a selfish, self-centered, ungrateful, miserable. And I'm trying hard to get better. Yeah. I'm just grateful for the opportunity, as I say, to amplify voices of people working on some of these issues and trying to bring justice into the world, because I think that is something that I need to do. Yeah. And I wish you all out there who can hear this a very happy holidays. Like I say, for a lot of us, this is not an easy time. You're not alone. And, beautiful thing about solstice, after the solstice, there's more light and the day comes back. The sunlight comes back one day.
Emma, did you have any particular holiday shout outs or holiday messages?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I just wanted to say that I know that this time of year is really hard for AICs. It's really tough being on the inside. I also know how great it feels when you get over to minimum and you've got less than 4 years to go and you're just looking at the finish line. I know that most of you are coming out and that when you come out, you're going to need a lot of support. And I just want to let you know that we're here at Prison Pipeline doing these shows every week because we care about you. We care about your stories. For those of us who are religious, we're praying for you. But I just want to let you know you're not alone. I mean, I know that when you're inside, you're also not alone. I know it's very noisy inside and you're surrounded by a lot of people. I just want you to know that there's a lot of us on the outside thinking about you. I just want to, wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Midwinter's Night. Try to do your best to take care of yourself while you're inside, because once you get out, it's going to be like another world and it's going to be so great. So happy holidays from Prison Pipeline.
And I'm Karen James, another host of Prison Pipeline. Happy holidays, everyone. And I have the great honor to present messages from Jessica Katz, Vanessa Sherrod, and all the moms and alumni of the Family Preservation Project. But first, a message from Rabbi Ariel Stone.
This is Rabbi Ariel Stone of Congregation Sheir Tikva on the east side of Portland, Oregon. This is a time of year which is so dark that it's hard for us to know where the light in our lives might come from. This time of year, in my tradition, we light a candle. And then the next night, we light two. The next night after that, we light three, and so on, until we get to eight. For eight nights, we insist on increasing light at the darkest time of the year. Our hope for you during this difficult time of separation from family, during this difficult time of separation from liberty, is that you will always know the light that shines within yourself, recognize it in those around you, and find ways to celebrate times when it comes together. One light, a second light, a third light that brightens up even the deepest dark. May it be a holiday period that brings you strength and resilience and a renewed sense that there is light in your life?
I am Jessica Katz. I'm the founding director of the Family Preservation Project. Family Preservation Project provides supports for moms, kids, and families impacted by incarceration at Coffee Creek, and also doing work in the community to work towards some systemic change to ease the paths for moms, kids, and families impacted by incarceration. And we're wishing you a warm and happy holidays.
Hey everyone, Vanessa here with the Family Preservation Project as the Reentry Doula Coordinator. I am here with all these wonderful people with the Family Preservation Project, new moms who just joined our alumni out in the community. And we have some OGs, a powerful group of women who have came out of Coffee Creek on the other side. We're one big family out here.
My name is Trina. I just released from Coffee Creek about 10 days ago. FPP for me has been such an amazing program. My mom died in May and they took me right in, and as my children were out here dealing with my mom's death without me. So they were just really supportive. They gave me grief journals and I got to be in a card making class there where I was able to send things home to my children every week and just maintain that contact with my kids in such a dire time. You know, the loss of my mom was, I mean, everybody's mom passes, but this was my time and it hurt being incarcerated and just being able to still be able to message my children and call my children, and all of the support they gave me through that time was just such a blessing. And since my release, Vanessa's been my mentor and she took me right out to pick out clothing for myself and stuff that other people have donated. And then even a step further, Vanessa took me to a church where we worked with another organization to get presents for children whose parents are incarcerated or missing her. And they gave me an entire bag of presents for my children. So being released 10 days ago, I obviously don't have income and I wouldn't have been able to get presents for my children like I am able to now because of FPP. And they're just always so positive. There's never anything negative that comes from them. And in just such a dark place, it's just, it's a real light, you know, having that organization to help me and just watch the other women with their children. And it's a real beautiful thing. And I just want to tell all the girls at Coffee Creek to just keep their heads up. This is such a dark time right now with the holidays. It's so hard. And just to be kind to one another, lift each other up. You never know what someone's going through. There was just a really big loss at Coffee Creek that is devastating a lot of people. And life is so short. Just walk by someone and say hi, you know, just spread the love instead of spread the hate. You know, we need to build each other up as women and not break each other down. And I just want everybody there to try to have the best holiday season they can. Remember that we love them and that we're thinking of them and that we look forward to seeing them out here with us, striving in the community, doing the positive things that we're all able to do. And I love you guys.
Hi, this is Tiffany and Joshua here. Can you say hi, Joshua?
Hi.
Well, we just wanted to say have a Merry Christmas. Shout out to all the FPP girls and all the other women in there. Audrey, Billy, we love you. We just hope and pray that you guys can all get together and just celebrate in your own way in there and just make each other happy and try and make the best of the situation you're in. My heart is out here for all of you guys, and I've been thinking about you guys daily. Can you say hi? I'm Joshua.
Hey, I'm Joshua.
Can you say, I love you guys?
I love you guys.
Can you say, I hope you have a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Can you say, I miss you guys?
I miss you guys.
Say, love you, FPP.
I love you.
How about let's hear from Misty Cade?
Hi, guys. So my name is Misty Cade. I released from Coffee Creek last year on January 2nd. And since I have been out, I have done nothing but thrive. And it's a huge part to FPP. Vanessa was my mentor, and now she is my best friend. And I just want all the girls in FPP to know, and in Coffee Creek to know, that you guys can do it. It is possible to come out of that place, out of that dark space that we have to be in, and come out here and make a life for yourself. Changes are possible. And I know that. I am living proof, and so are so many of us. You guys can get through this hard time, and I hope you all have a great holiday and that you guys are able to stay as close as possible to your families while you're in there. I know it's so hard to be in there and to be away from your loved ones at this time. I hope that all you girls can just build each other up instead of tear each other down, because you know that's what we need the most. And FPP, you guys are so amazing. From the minute I came out to the day right now, I have had so much support from you guys. Vanessa, you are such an amazing mentor and woman, and you are so empowering. And I just appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Just happy holidays, guys. And I hope everybody has a good new year.
Thank you, Missy. You're just as amazing or even more. I appreciate you. Next, we're going to call on Raven with the little baby on her chest.
Yeah, see me walking around. He's on my chest. Say hi. This is Isaiah. Hey, he was just born like literally a week or two after I got released on September 6th. Since I've been out, I've gotten helping with all kinds of baby things that I needed. FPP is very helpful on getting your life started and the things you need, like clothes, necessities. So we went to the warehouse and got me some clothes. Since I've been out, I've literally moved into a 3-bedroom apartment out of a clean and sober living just last month. I got my license, and now I'm going to be filing for court paperwork to get my other two kids. And I mean, if we can all do it, I'm pretty sure everyone in there, keep your heads up. I know you can do it, especially when they have your back, like they're there to help you achieve your goals in life and help you change your life around for the better for your kids. And I appreciate them a lot. Without them, I don't know where I would be. Especially without Vanessa. She's been a rock since I've been out here. And she's always there when I need to talk to her. So, thank you. Happy holidays and keep your heads up. You know, stay positive. Merry Christmas. You're not going to be in there very long. Everybody's going to get out and thrive in life and come up real fast. You know, just keep your head positive and keep doing what you need to do in life, and good things will happen.
Hey, Raven, appreciate your kind words. You are also so amazing and doing great things as well. How about we call on Shirley next?
My name is Shirley Way. I was released from prison in June of 23, and Vanessa and FPP, my heart was set on being just like Vanessa and Miss Katz, by the way. I want to be like you ladies when I grow up. But and they helped. I am now a certified recovery mentor. And there's been some bumps along the way. It hasn't always been easy. I'm going to cry. It hasn't always been easy. But, like, you guys really stood by me, you know. And you too, Miss Katz. I know, like, you do a lot. And I appreciate both of you very, very much. And, you know, you've been by my side through this all and helped me get on my feet and welcomed me with open arms, because getting released from prison is scary. You know, you're coming out as a new person, and you have to change everything about you. And, like, you know, earlier we've heard people have passed on, and I lost my dad when I was in there. He died. And it's hard coming out and not being able to call that person, you know, and things change and whatnot. And my son, like, being able to have all the supports from all the ladies in FPP, inside and outside, being in contact with my children, and having that communication, whether it be a card or a letter or a phone call or something, you know, because when you're inside, it's very hard. Anyways, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody on the inside, everybody, the women and the men. There's so many people I want to name, like Melissa Stacy, Kimberlyn Vaughn, some guys. Anyways, we miss you guys. We love you. You're not forgotten about. Life gets busy out here, but I think about you every day. Thank you, Miss Katz, and thank you, Vanessa, and everybody else in FPP. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. As always, appreciate your whole soul. Next, can we call on Brian Lindstrom to join us? On Estella and Eva.
Hi, my name's Estella. I'm here with my daughter, Eva. We love the FPP, and everybody in Coffee Creek have lots of loved ones in there. We just want to acknowledge that what is the happiest season for a lot of people can be some of the most challenging for others. And we're sending strength and resilience. And we want you to know that you're not forgotten. And Eva would like to say something.
I hope you never lose hope and never give up and be positive. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, my stepdaughter and my granddaughter. So super awesome to have you guys here. Thank you. And if we can go ahead and call on Karen.
Hi, everybody. I'm Karen. I'm the one with the blonde mullet who walks around in Coffee Creek. And I so want to tell everybody how loved you are, even if you're not feeling it in this moment, and how deeply capable you are of magic in this world and of beauty in this world. And in this holiday season, I know it can be really dark times in there, and just know that we are all thinking about you and you are magic. So if you can tell yourself that a little bit today and tell somebody else that today, we can make the world a tad bit brighter with every single uttering. Thank you. And happy holidays.
Thank you, Karen, and for all the work you do inside with the women. Next, Miss Amy Lorenzo.
My name is Amy Lorenzo, and I just want to offer anybody who's inside the prison a little bit of hope. Special shout out to my kids' dad, Owen. Just remember that this time is temporary and you're going to make it through it. We love you and miss you. I remember being in prison and how difficult this time of year is, and just make the best of it. And anybody paroling to Marion or Polk, oh, I actually work for a company called WVP Health Authority that's contracted through the state insurance. So upon release, if you get that insurance, we have mentors that go out into the community and can help you with all the things, food, housing, employment, reconnecting with your children. So we are just helping people to navigate the healthcare system. We work in Marion and Polk County.
That's amazing, Amy. Thank you so much for the work you do. It's so valuable and we appreciate your whole soul. Next, I would like to ask Miss Ashley Doherty to chime in.
Hi, my name is Ashley Doherty, and I work for the Family Resource Center at Coffee Creek, a part of the Family Preservation Project. We work with moms and families impacted by incarceration. The only eligibility for our part of the program is to have a child 21 or under. So myself and Taylor work with a lot of moms there at Coffee Creek, and I'm incredibly grateful that I get to touch so many lives on a regular basis. Being an alumna of the Family Preservation Project myself and knowing what it's like to be inside during the holidays, it's really been near and dear to my heart to have this reach out every year and be able to send messages, because I know I won't be at Coffee Creek on the 23rd, but I do want to say to everybody there listening and everybody at any prison, incarcerated, anywhere, you are loved, you are valued, you are important, and you matter. Again, it's already been shared. This can be a hard and dark time of the year. Just remember that you aren't forgotten. And I hope everybody has as good of a holiday as they can, whatever holiday it is that you celebrate. Just remember to love yourself and take care of yourself and those around you. Everybody, happy holidays.
Thank you, Ashley. And thank you for all that you do and for being here. Alicia, can you join us?
My name's Alicia. Everybody knows who I am. You guys know what I'm about. You guys know my passion, and it's to make sure that nobody births alone in prison or has to deal with the hard stuff that we deal with when we're alone. I just want to tell everyone happy holidays. I know it's a hard time for everyone. And if you guys hear it in my voice, I'm going to cry. Just keep your heads up. Whatever people got going on, that's a them thing. That's not a reflection of who you guys are. This will pass and you guys will be sitting in the same position that we're sitting in, and doing good work and being of support, because we know how to support our people the best. Happy holidays, and just keep your heads up and know that you guys are not forgotten. We love you guys. We care about you guys, and we are out here making moves to make it better for you guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Alicia. And thank you for all that you do. I also see Raven's Littles. Do they want to say anything, Raven? Can they say Merry Christmas to everyone?
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
We love you.
What's your name?
Say, we love you.
We love you.
Keep your heads up. Say, keep your heads up, Wallace.
Bye.
Bye. Wonderful. Thank you. And next, if we can add Taylor.
Hi, moms. It's Taylor with the Family Resource Center with the Family Preservation Project at Coffee Creek. I am here, grateful to be sharing space with, like Vanessa said, so many wonderful alumni, new and old people I work with, colleagues, friends, and just know that we are especially thinking of you all at Coffee Creek today and throughout this season. I can't wait to get back and see you, and I am even more excited for you to be on the other side of this. Happy holidays, stay warm, take care of yourselves and each other, and I hope this new year brings you lots of peace.
Beautifully said, Taylor. Can we ask Cody to jump on?
Hello. My name's Cody Jason. I was at Coffee Creek from 2010 to 2015. I was in the Family Preservation Project for 30 of those months. Since I've been out in the last 9.5 years, I became an alcohol and drug counselor, and I actually manage a treatment center in Eugene, and I am going to school full-time also to get my master's in social work, to work with people transitioning out of prison, actually. I have so much compassion for the people who are in there right now. And I hope that all of the, not just the women, but all of the people that are incarcerated through the Oregon DOC system knows that you all matter. You all matter to someone because you all matter to me. And I especially want to give a shout out to the people who are doing life, that you are not forgotten. I want to say happy holidays, and I wish you peace and love for the next year.
And where are you? What county are you working in so that people know where they could reach out to you and get connected?
I work in Lane County, Eugene. I work for Whitebird, and I manage the Harm Reduction Treatment Center, which is one of the departments of Whitebird.
Wonderful. Thank you for what you do, Cody.
Thank you.
Thanks for being an FPP sister.
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
This is Carla.
And this is Denise.
And we are wishing you a very merry Christmas. And happy Hanukkah.
And a joyful Kwanzaa.
And a soulful solstice.
And most of all, we are wishing you love.
Yay. Happy holidays. Happy See you holidays. Soon. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Next, Ryan Lindstrom.
Happy holidays, everyone. You know, I feel a little bit like a bit of an imposter here because like I don't have a story, you know, personally that's as gripping as everyone that has shared so far. But I'm a filmmaker and I've had the great privilege of following FPP over several years and making several films. The reason I'm a filmmaker is because I believe in the power of story. And what I love about FPP is that it changes the story that the women tell about themselves. And that changes everything. To give you an example, upon release, the women of FPP and the children of FPP have gone on to become really powerful advocates and have worked with the Oregon legislature to make Oregon in 2018 the first state in the country to have a Bill of Rights for the children of incarcerated parents. And now those same young people who are part of the Youth Advisory Committee of FPP are working with the legislature to make sure that that bill actually has teeth in it so that we can do all the things that we want to do and help all the children we want to help and all the moms we want to help. Also, FPP has worked with the legislature to pass legislation so that every person giving birth at Coffee Creek now will have a doula. And I just think of the profound changes and healing that that movement will have and all the lives it will touch. And it gives me hope. I also want to say that, you know, society is pretty messed up and we need you. We need your power. And we're looking forward to your release and all the contributions you can make. And we are waiting for you with open arms. And so please give us your strength and your hope because we need it. Happy holidays.
I'm Brian, and we are so grateful for the work that you've done for FPP and helping us spread that knowledge. You know, knowledge is power, and we're so grateful for everything you've done. Next, I want to call on Kendra.
I just want to say happy holidays. You know, you too soon will be out here with your families and have the opportunity to do something different in your lives. It's been over 9 years since I was there, and each day has just been a blessing upon another blessing because I get an opportunity to do something different. And I too have been part of this legislative work that Brian mentioned previously, and you can too. So, you know, you don't have to be the sum of your past mistakes. You can be whatever you put your heart and passion into. And I truly believe that for each and every person listening to this. you are missed and you are loved, and just know that you're worth every effort. So happy holidays and happy new year.
Thank you, Kendra. Thank you so much. How about we call on Miss Jessica Katz?
I just want to say what an honor it is every year to be a part of this community and a part of the shout out, and what it means to not look away and to return to a place that was really hard and potentially painful, but for you all to remember in your bones what that felt like and then show up here to make sure that you are helping someone else not feel like that. And just the power of this community to show up and to help each other heal and become the best versions of themselves and contribute to really powerful solutions. That is available to everyone, and the community will be stronger with you in it out here. Take good care of each other, lift each other up, and I hope that there is some peace and some joy for all of you. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Jessica. Vanessa here again. I said I'm the reentry doula coordinator. I work with moms in the Family Preservation Project during their release and back into the community, providing, you know, resources and support, a welcome home bag, also just a connection to the alumni family that's out here. There is a lot of women in our family, a lot of moms out here doing the dang thing, and who all continue to show up for each and every single one of you every chance they get, because we know the power in uniting together. We know the power in lifting each other up. We know the power in showing up for one another and meeting each other where each one of us is at. And it's a real opportunity to do this job and to be able to show up for others and walk alongside them. So just know that I'm out here waiting for each one of you FPP moms to get out and provide you support for all the other women that we haven't had the opportunity to work with in the program. Just know that when we advocate for one, we're advocating for all. And just want to wish you all the best holiday possible. We know it's very gloomy in there during the holidays, but you guys are all that you have in there. And so please take care of one another, give a helping hand, check on each other. I wish you the best holidays. Know that you'll be home soon. Know that your family and your kids and friends and community is thinking about you and misses you, and that you are loved, and wish you a really wonderful Merry Christmas and soon to be Happy New Year. One more year down, you know, one more year down.
How about a song?
Kick it off, Jessica. Kick it off, Missy. Raven, anybody?
What song is it?
A holiday song.
Hey, y'all want to sing?
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah and Happy Festivus from Prison Pipeline.
Good time to bring you and my friends.
I tried.
You're awesome.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like that was one of the best ones yet.
The bar is low.
Yeah.
How about on 1, 2, 3, Merry Christmas?
We can do that.
Everybody on mute.
1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.